My name's Conrad Toft. I'm the director this year for the ECC Brussels Panto, and we're doing Snow White.
So I'm Kath, and I'm playing Muddles in the Panto. I'm also one of the writing team.
A panto is a traditional form of British theatre. It has its roots in commedia dell'arte, and it's aimed at really making fun of yourselves and making fun of the people around, making fun of local politicians, local traditions. It's one chance for everybody to let their hair down. Snow White as a panto is, as all pantos, based on the traditional fairy tale, but with a lot of added traditions from panto as well. So men dressed as women, women dressed as men, lots of singing and dancing, and a fair bit of slapstick. We try to make fun of as many politicians as we possibly can. It's always hard to find the balance in Brussels, because on the one hand, we want to let the British politicians have a full role. On the other hand as well, people know the European scene, so we have a couple of jokes at their expense. But this year, it's a difficult year. It was a bit difficult last year as well, because some of the jokes are just a bit too close to home. So we have to walk a fine line when it comes to things like Brexit and President Trump.
Writing a panto is one of the most agreeable experiences that any writer can actually have. It's essentially a great big compendium of all the best jokes that you've heard this year, topped up with a little bit of political humour, also topped up with some really silly jokes for the kids, and then finessed and sprinkled with some very corny old classic jokes. The point of panto is that it's really something which is for the whole family. So what you're doing when you are writing a panto is that you take the basic story, and we have added a whole load of twists on top. So what the writing squad decided to do was to relocate Snow White to the mountains. So it's set in the kingdom of Snowmania, which was protected by a hot magical stone, which kept the kingdom nice and warm even though it was at high latitudes. Now, the evil stepmother of Snow White cast a magical spell upon the day of Snow White's christening, and in doing so, she broke the magical heart of the mountain. So winter is indeed coming in Snowmania. One of the things that we've tried to do over the last sort of 4 years or so is to really drive up the level of singing in the show. It's very important to have songs which actually move the plot along. Then the other thing is that it's super fun to be making up silly lyrics to pantos. For example, we have Snow White, who of course eat the apple and fall asleep, and the dwarves come on and sing Tragedy, which involves the wonderful lyric, Snow White's asleep, she's counting sheep, it's tragedy. So if you like what you hear, come down and join us at the Odegem Cultural Centre. It's on the 19th to the 21st of January. The tickets are selling extremely fast, so go on to our website or just Google us and come and join us. We'd love to see you there.